Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Scope Podcast. Before we get into it, make sure you like and smash that subscribe button.
Welcome back to Skipper and the Prez. We're live right now. I've been talking the last couple of weeks. You know, I'm in a new relationship now too, brother. We're speaking of the first lady. We're speaking of the first lady. You got any tips for me? How do I keep Bubba Ganoush happy, brother?
Don't pun and don't go on long end benders with the boys.
Oh, well, that's a perfect segue for what we're going to get to straight away to kick off the show, brother. Me and you have been speaking. You wrote in the card gang yesterday and I hit you up to see if you were serious about it. You can do dry July, eh, brother?
Yeah, I thought I'd give it a go. One day sober. How good's that? Yesterday. So, yeah, slowly getting through it, but I'm really excited to have the scope on board and, yeah, hopefully we can have a nice dry month.
Yeah, I've never done it before as well. It's like I've gone off the piss before for I think the most I've ever gone off the piss is like 6 weeks leading into the 2013 grand final. That's not saying that's, a lot about awesome. That's not saying a lot about 6 weeks. Probably since I've treated myself to a few beers when I was younger. But yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Have you put much thought into it? Like, did you just sort of chuck it in the group? Are we going to be aligning ourselves with a charity or anything like that? How do you want to do it?
Yeah, I was just thinking that, like, obviously with your network and everything, I'm thinking like ovary cancer or something that hits someone's family close to us. So yep. I don't know if you've had any troublesome news or anything in your family, but we're happy to obviously donate some money to some charities and hopefully spread the awareness of ovary cancer, if something you have important in your life as well.
Yeah, well, I actually haven't been affected by anyone too close to me by cancer, not in the immediate family anyway. But, yeah, I'm sure we'll come up with something. We'll put this out there and then if we're approached by a charity or, you know, whoever wants to get involved with us, then we'll put our names to it then and we'll try to raise some money. And I told Noosh last night that I was going to do it with you, Prez. And and then I doubled down. I'm also going to go off the punt for the month as well.
Oh, Lee, that's outstanding.
Yeah, she doesn't think she doesn't. You know what? Yeah.
Do you reckon she can do it?
Well, she doesn't reckon I can do it, so it makes me want to go even harder.
I hope you don't get any juicy tips in the next month.
Well, you got to stay away from me because sometimes you're half the battle. You send me you send me through something at Rockhampton on a Sunday arvo. That's where I end up doing my ass or doing my best work.
Yeah, no, I believe in you, mate. I reckon you can do it. I feel like you're that kind of guy. When someone challenges you, you want to prove a point, and you've got that competitive nature in yourself. So I reckon you can do it, mate. And I can't wait to see everyone's reactions when it happens.
Yeah. So obviously, we still got to do the punning side of the show for the Oracle and
the Oracle.
You're right.
Yeah, I dropped my phone like I dropped the ball in the Origin game.
Yeah, but I'll still do the bets and put my tips out. But personally, in the betting account, I'm going to delete the apps, and then I'm going to stay. I'll stay away from it for a month. That's kiddies. And the races are sort of dropping off now too at the moment. Like you don't have the
perfect timing as well.
Yeah, a few mudlarks getting around in the wet. So I'm happy to sit those ones out anyway.
Yeah, well, I've actually made a bet with Fleece Cavusi and Kenny that I don't bet anymore on betting apps. I only use cash. So
oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. Yeah, so for the end of the year, I've got to do the end of the year. If I don't do that, I owe them $100 each.
Oh, okay. How do they monitor that? How do they know the sneaky little Prez ain't getting up to something when he's at home? Well,
I've deleted. I've actually like pretty much cancelled myself. So I'll bring up all the betting agencies and put myself on a suspension.
Yeah, gross. So that way, like. For what that does is if you really love something or you get mail on it, you got to go out of your way to go get it. Otherwise, that prevents you from just betting on the shit all the time. Like sometimes those boredom ones, those are the dangerous ones.
Yeah, exactly. So it makes me not want to just sit there the whole day and punt, you know. Yeah. I have to go and do it. I'll have to go run to the pub quickly and put it on.
All right. Well, that's us, brother. You've got your little gambling thing. I'm going to do it for the month as well. And then we're also going to do Dry July and see if we can raise some money, eh? Put it towards a good cause.
100%.
Donate to a charity. We'll figure that out at a later date. Next couple of days, sorry. Let's get into the footy, mate. Obviously a tough period for yourself, mainly with the Queensland team. Bit of an Origin wrap-up. Let's first talk about – I've got a few notes down here. I've got the disruption in, there's no excuses, obviously. You know, I know you're not that sort of guy, but fuck, what a disruptive camp you had. With obviously Walshy going down at captain's run, and then the news of Ronaldo that hit last week and just sort of sent a shock around the country leading into Origin. Ronaldo Mulitalo not able to play, mate. What was the, what were the thoughts? How were the boys handling that, that those two bits of news in particular in camp?
Yeah, look, it was obviously not great preparation for ourselves as a group, but being professional athletes, we need to be better than that, what we dished up in game two. In hindsight, we obviously had three or four opportunities to score and we just didn't ice them. But yeah, we obviously changed our attacking structure for Walshy. Obviously, a bit of an X factor. He's good with his ball control and his electric with his feet. So we obviously changed our game plan a little bit for him. And then obviously going down the captain's run, Paul Vell had to go back to fullback, and we probably had to go back to the normal structures that we had for him. He's obviously a different player to what Reece Walsh is. And yeah, and then obviously not great for Xavier Coates coming into camp. Obviously had the weekend off, had the bye. Who knew what he was up to? Could have been hanging out with friends, had a couple of beers. So getting the call, obviously the day of the game to come in, wasn't ideal for his preparation, but kind of feel sorry for Ronaldo, obviously playing 16s, 18s and 20s for Queensland. And then the NRL and everyone else around the game decided to come out and say, oh, look, you come here at 13 years of age and 9 months. Well, I think the eligibility is on the sheet that he reckons he come out with. It said, when did you come to Australia? And no, it didn't say what year or like what age. Or he just said, come here at 13.
Yep.
Because he was 13 at the time.
Yeah.
He didn't turn 14. Right. Didn't, yeah. So he obviously didn't, they obviously didn't say anything about when, like, when did you come? He said 13 years of age. Because obviously at the time he wasn't even close to 14. And obviously the rules didn't help. And then they should have picked that up a lot earlier at 16 or 18s or 20s. The poor fellas obviously wanted to play for Queensland. It's a dream of his. He got the nomination that Greeny said he was playing. He was so excited, rang his mum and dad. Obviously very proud. And then get told on game day that unfortunately not eligible to play for Queensland. There, bit of a slip up through the QRL, and it's not good enough as a game that they got that wrong.
Yeah, for sure. I'm sure they'll look at the rules in particular. The one thing that sort of stands out in this whole argument is that the fact that he was able to play. So just say if he comes over right at the wrong age and it's like sort of like not put down, then they've got to figure that out from, I believe, and this is my opinion on it, they've got to figure that out from the junior level. So they've got to know straight away in the 16s. So he doesn't progress and come all the way through. So then, therefore, like if he, just say he gets knocked back from Queensland early, be from the 16s, because they said, look, you're not going to be able to represent Queensland when you get older because you've fallen out of the bracket. That way he could, you know, like he ended up saying that he turned down Kiwis because yeah, sure. He played for Queensland because, you know what I mean, 16s, 18s, 20s. That way it doesn't put him in an awkward position where he plays for Queensland and then, you know, New Zealand come to him and, oh, like, we're going to turn him down. Oh, no, now we've got to take him back. Like, it sort of just leaves him in limbo. So it was a shit situation for him. I'm sure they'll look at the change in the rules. Hopefully, let's go to a few positives. Do you want to talk a little bit about, you mentioned him a little bit there. Walshy spent a bit of time in camp. I've seen a few pictures where it looked like you were mentoring him a little bit. It looked like Chez sort of took him under his wing. I don't know which one's better, getting mentored by you or Chez. did you feel that, mate? Like, there was a lot of talk about him coming into camp with only, you know, 5 or 6 games under his belt. What was the mindset like when he got into camp? And obviously disappointed for him, but he'll be back. He'll be there at some point.
Yeah, for sure. Obviously, there's a lot of pressure on the young kid. A lot of people around the game are saying that he's not ready and he's only played 6 or 7 games. But at the end of the day, if you're good enough, you're playing.
Just training.
Yeah, mate, it was silky. He ripped a couple of times there. He obviously had some good footwork and he set up a try against my edge one stage there. So yeah, he's got silky, very silky hands and very confident kid coming to camp and didn't look like the pressure or everyone's words or everyone's comments really fazed him. He just went out there and done his own thing at training. And yeah, I was very confident going into the game that he was going to do his job. And so obviously unfortunate with him. He obviously had me pulled up tight and he wasn't eligible to play obviously with injury, but I'm sure the Queensland boys, we got a lot of players out, but in saying that, we've got enough good crop to obviously give the Blues a good crack. And yeah, it was very low standards on ourselves as an Origin series and very disappointing.
Yeah, a few points you touch on there that I've got coming up. You get a few troops back in the next game, hopefully. I'll try to get an update from you. Where's Baby Goat? Where's Harry Grant at? And then hopefully KP comes out of this game well. And then, you know, I think Walshy, they said today, it came out that Walshy's probably 2 or 3 weeks away. So whether they want to rush him back in after, you know, coming back from an injury into a game three origin, I think, yeah, maybe KP might be the selection there. But, yeah, you get KP back, you get Harry Grant back, hopefully for game three. Is that, what's the mindset going into game three? How do you turn so many points around, Prez?
Yeah, obviously 76-6 is not ideal. So, yeah, it's not a great looking thing as a group, as a Queenslanders. But, yeah, we just got to finish our tries off. That's all it is. We've given ourselves opportunities. It's just that they've just looked like they've had a bit more desperation than us trying to defend their line. And they've really worked hard for each other. So for us as a team, we just got to stay tight-knit, stay together and don't be down on what's been happening, because it will hopefully turn in game three. We've still got good points ahead of us in our team. And, yeah, look, obviously with KP back would be a nice little addition, same with Baby Goat, but I'm not really too sure. He's been training with us, the Baby Goat, so fingers crossed he can come back and play the footy he can play. And, yeah, we really missed him probably even off the bench. Maguire was good. McCulloch was good. Honey was probably one of our standout players as well. So I'm sure Honey will get another nod on the 14. But yeah, I reckon this impact from his leg speed at a dummy half as well, Honey, will be really good for us, as well as that ball playing lock that we desperately need at times as well, especially going into the back end of the game. So yeah, I'm not too sure where Greeny's going to go with the side, but I'm sure whoever gets picked will have to play their best.
Yeah, he frees you up. No, nice, Honey. I've spoke to him a couple of times, obviously being mates with Normie and picking him up for training sometimes. I have a few chats with him. He hates playing hooker, but fuck, he's so good at it. And it's he's even like, I feel like he even goes even better when he gets to like Queensland and Australian level, when you've got so many talented players like yourself. You've got Chez on the outside. Used to can float around, and he's just like a real nice link player for you, isn't he?
Yeah, mate, for sure. He goes deep into the line. He's got that good ball playing ability as well, and really digs in there and gives our outside men a chance to play our plays. And when you got someone like Honey like that, obviously the way he played against him, he was probably one of our standout players with the ball, and he really probably troubled them at times. And when we started looking good and started almost scoring tries, it was off the back of Honey. And yeah, I'm sure he'll get the nod again for the 14, if not, might even get a chance in the halves. Money, old Prez might be playing fullback.
No, you won't, dickhead. But speaking of, you know, I know you've been you're pretty tough on yourself. You're always one of those guys. Even when you're playing well, you don't think you've played well enough. But you've got to copped a fair bit of criticism, the whole team, and you and Chez in particular. How have you handled that, mate? And how's it been like copping it, especially from some of the older boys? Like some of the older Queensland boys have come out that are on the panels and were pretty harsh on yous. Do you still reach out to the older boys about that stuff, or how does that all go down? Or you just cop it on the chin?
Look, I guess I just got a cop it on the chin scope. At the end of the day, last year I was on high. I was probably on cloud nine. And it's like you said, you can be at the top for a long amount of time and then be at the bottom of everything. So, yeah, look, I've been at both scales. And, I'm very, very happy to be at the top. But at the end of the day, it just shows the character when you're down the bottom, and just shows where when your back's against the wall, you just need to play well. And I can obviously do – obviously the series is pretty much sewn up. But for me to obviously – prove those critics wrong. I just need to go out there and play my best footy, which I know I can, in game three against a hostile crowd in Sydney. And it's probably no better place to do it, especially when you're 2-0 down, when everyone's against you, and everyone's obviously doing a lot of criticism and bagging me out through the media. So, yeah, it's, at the end of the day, it's water for ducks back. I know I'm playing a game where I'm one of the highest played, and it's always going to be a bit of a talking point on when I'm not playing my best. So, that's what you get when you're getting paid the big bucks.
Well, and that's the sort of mindset. That's why I backed you last night. I don't know if you've seen it. We for the rookie and the vet and the Oracle, I knew me mate was going to come out and have a big game. So I had to have him any time. But fuck, you let me down with that nice early kick for the Fox to set up the first try, because I had you 8 minutes later, brother. But jokes aside, I knew you were going to come back out and play well. It must have been so good for you to come straight out 4 to 5 days removed from that, come up against a really one of the, you know, the better teams of the last 10 years. I know they've got a few troops out, but put in one of you started a little bit scrappy. Both teams started a little bit scrappy, but then, you know, from the 60-minute mark, you boys just keep doing what you're doing there at the Melbourne Storm. Once you got your foot on their throat, you just don't let up.
Yeah, that was a mindset. Obviously, when you're playing against Tedesco and the Roosters, anything can happen. He's a very electric player, and we knew we needed to contain him and give him limited time and space. So, but if with that try to Foxy there, Scope, if that was Foxy kicking for me, it probably would have been straight after the 8 minute mark.
Yeah, I would have liked that.
Take that long to get to the. That's how long it takes me to get to the try line these days. So yeah,
that would have taken the extra 3 minutes. I would have needed.
I probably wouldn't even have got there, to be honest. But yeah, it's just a good tight knit group. So we just got so much good depth around the group. You take out the baby goat. You still take out Nelson. You still got Papsy out as well. Like, we got some injuries, and some of the boys that are playing in certain positions are just stepping up. And what a revelation Nico Hines has been for us. Obviously, going to the Sharks next year. And yeah, he's one of the informed players of the competition. And we're very lucky to have him in our team at the moment. And everyone thinks, oh, yeah, Nico's going well. But then you forget how good Paps is going at that stage as well. So it's going to be a nice headache for the club once Paps is ready to rear and go. And yeah, it's going to be scary to think. And you still got them players out as well. And the score line against the Roosters, like, don't get me wrong, they got some injuries. But with Tedesco and Jared Hargraves and all their players and their team and Manu, they still got a decent side. So it was very, very happy.
It's crazy to think how many guys they got out. Like, when you look at their outs sometimes, and then you still look at the team that they're able to put out there, and it's just crazy. So you mentioned Cheese. He's in outstanding form at the moment. But one of my favourite things to watch, and I think, you know, when I get back on the piss, is I want to have a drink every time you and Cheese have a little blow up. I want to bring it up because people obviously see all this stuff, but no one, I know how close you two are. So it's like water off a duck's back when you have these little blow ups. But I see them happen throughout the game, and you blew up at him one time, but I reckon he saved you. You didn't see it. So what happened was you've wanted it on the, I think it might have been the last tackle, you wanted to roll it in. And he went right, or he went to one of the middles, and you've gone because someone come up on your, I don't know if you've seen the video yet, someone's come up on your left shoulder, but I think they went all the way through, bro. So they went around you, and then, like, when you look back up, no one's around you. So you can see you going like this to him. And then Cheese, I think, and then I watch this because I always watch your little fucking interactions too. And I think that you end up might have got a repeat set or the ball come back. And I've seen Cheese going back at you again. And it's one of my favorite little things to watch when I watch you two play.
Yeah, he's got a mind of his own, old Cheesy boy. I love playing with him. He's got a lot of energy, and we're just both big competitive players, and we both want the ball in our hands at times, and we want to try and make something happen. And when he sees something, I see something a little bit different at times. And it's a good blow up, but at the end of the game, we just laugh at each other and just go and have a beer together. And
yeah,
and that's what's so good about him. He might not be happy with something, but then he forgets about it 10 seconds later, and vice versa. So. Both don't hold any grudges, and we just want the best for everyone in our team. And if we're both having those nice, awkward conversations, then obviously the team's going to be in good stead. Now, when you start being a bit of mediocrity around the group, okay, we won't worry about that.
100%.
Then that's when standards start dropping, and we can't have that.
Yeah, well, there was a point brought up in one of the shows a couple of weeks ago when they talked about Gutho and Mitchie Moses had a blow-up. Generally, it comes from the best of mates. Like, When you're really close to someone, that's when you're able to go at each other, and then you get it out of the way and you move on and you keep competing. So I love to see it, mate. It always makes me laugh. Me and the boys talk about it. Me and obviously Ice and Normie were talking about it. With Cheese form in particular, I think, in the last probably 5 weeks, he's been the player. I know Tommy Turbo's been playing well when he's been out there. Obviously, big news out of the Origin too. Speak on this. Nath Cleary looks to be out for a month. I know he's part of the Card Gang. We all wished him well in the Card Gang as well. I know you're an ultra competitive person. So you, as much as Cleary out of the Penrith side benefits you guys, you want to be playing against Nath. You want to be playing against the best in the business. I know you come in New South Wales time. You must feel for him a little bit.
Yeah, for sure. Obviously, with the Card Gang, I've got to know him pretty well, and. Very quiet and humble kid, mate. So, and just the way he's been playing, his footy wise, he's on another planet at the moment. And I keep telling him that when I play against him. And like you said, with Penrith and that, obviously going to be a big loss for them. But like you said, when it comes down to the crunch at the back end of the year, I want to be playing against the best players and see where I'm at. And hopefully, fingers crossed, he can get his shoulder right. But also, too, don't forget, don't sleep on Manly either. With Tommy's form,
Yeah,
anything can happen. They put 58. They put 50 points on Titans at halftime, like back into the second half. Like,
yes,
yeah. It's ridiculous. So, yeah, look, Penrith are the team, the beat, and we know that. And we know we need to be at our best to give them a red hot crack. But like you said, I'm a competitive person, and I want to play against the best. And fingers crossed, he's at least 80 to 100% by the time finals come around.
Yeah, and you know I'm a competitive person as well, and I'm a proud Bird Gang ex-member. So we don't like to talk about the Bird Gang. We like pumping up the prayers and hey, don't worry about the Bird Gang. We're at six. You don't have to worry about the Bird Gang. You're a fifth or sixth.
Hey, don't be doing those ones.
Under the radar. We're under the radar.
Yeah, I've heard that before all the time.
One last thing, mate, before we wrap it up. There's been a bit of chat about Sammy Walker of late, saying his name was tossed up about potentially being brought into camp with you guys. You guys did an absolute number on him. For me, it's one of the more impressive performances I've seen. I know I've watched a fair bit of Sam Walker over the last couple of weeks, and teams are, in the most fair way possible, target him. He's a small body. You get big boys, you get after him, bit of kick pressure, you run at him. That's just part and parcel of being a halfback in the modern game these days. But I was impressed with how many you boys really gave it to him last night, and he kept on coming. I know he's still growing into his body, but he looks to be a real player of the future as well, Prez.
Yeah, he's a freak. Obviously, I met him in Magic Round.
Good kid, eh?
He's a very humble kid. Yeah, good kid, man. Very loves his footy. Obviously a great player with some of the games that he's played and some of the stuff that he's pulled off, especially in the side he's playing with. He's won a game with a field goal, and just the way he goes about his business. I like the way he plays. Look, it's a tough one because he's such a young kid going through, and there's obviously a lot of pressure on him being at such a prestigious club in the Roosters with Cleary being out. But Kiri's back, it's going to be a massive boost for him. And they're going to be two halves to have to watch out for in the back end of the next two or three years. So he'll be an Origin player for sure. It's just a bit tougher on him at the moment because he's been obviously their X factor with the ball other than Tedesco. And a lot of teams are just trying to tire him out and make him make tackles so he can't do what he needs to do in attack. So I'm sure he'll be smart enough, and he'll be working with Coops and whoever's at the Roosters with their halves pairing. And I'm sure eventually he'll get it all sorted, and I wouldn't shy away from picking him soon. So very tough kid, and especially when he got flogged from Justin Olam, he got straight up. Obviously it hurt just shows, mate.
The White Rhino fairly put a bit of kick pressure on him. I think they'll give him a bit of grief about headbutt, but like you can tell there was no intent to headbutt him. It's just good solid kick pressure. I think, mate, that Justin Olam hit, that fucking hurt me. Like, and to see the kid, I've watched him for the last couple of weeks, Prez. He does the same thing. He gets hammered after he kicks the ball because people were seeing him as a target and an important player for the Roosters, and he just keeps getting up. You can tell he's busted, but it's going to do him the world of good leading into this, going through this period with the Roosters. It's such a successful club, like yourselves. It'll do him all the world of good when they start getting some troops back next year. Then they've got a bit of a cap freed up now with a few players that retired this year. So, I think he's going to be a real player of the future.
Yeah, for sure. You obviously get Radley back as well, that ball playing lock they really need. So, he'll be better for the run. Obviously, there's a lot of pressure on him at the moment, a bit of heat, but he's taking the hits. And, I'm very proud of the way he's playing. Obviously, related to Chris Walker and his son, and his dad's. I've obviously pretty known around the game, so.
Yeah.
Look, it's a great little signing for the Roosters, and in the next probably 6 to 7 years, he'll be doing some good things for them.
Yeah, well, thanks for that, Prez. All the best with the upcoming weeks, mate, going into Origin 3. I know it's going to be big. I know you must be happy with you'd be happy with your form for the Storm as well. Leading the next couple of weeks, play some good footy for them. And then we'll reconnect August 1st. August 1st, we'll do another show around that weekend, and we'll see how we went, see how much money we raised and for who. Do it, brother.
Thanks, legend. Appreciate it, brothers.
Thanks, bro.
Appreciate you, man. Grateful.
See you, brother. We're grateful for each other. That's our grateful for today. We've got the gratefuls.
We've got the gratefuls, brother.
All right. Thanks, brother.